It's Morning Edition from 90.5 WKAR. Good morning, I'm Scott Pohl. The MSU Museum has received a $150,000 grant from the MSU Federal Credit Union. And with that money, they'll become the first university museum to house a science on a sphere. Here to tell us more about this new exhibit coming to the MSU Museum is Mark Auslander. He's director of the MSU Museum. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. It's great to be here.
Science on a sphere. Let's explain that. It was developed by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. What will visitors see once Science on a Sphere is installed?
Right. Science on a Sphere really is the most impressive and exciting piece of educational technology in the world. Imagine in a darkened room a 6-foot sphere hanging, magically suspended, 4 projectors moving back and forth as if you're looking at the Earth from space. 1 second you're seeing every storm on the planet that's taken place in the last 24 hours. Another second you're seeing every seismic event, every volcanic eruption, every tsunami across the world in the last month, or you're seeing how glaciers have retreated over the last 50 years. There are 500 different data sets that show us all the most magnificent and interesting things about geophysical, environmental, even sociological and technological processes across the world. So basically what it is it's a technology, it's a platform that allows museum visitors to view everything that's happening on planet Earth or happening on Mars or in the middle of a red giant, a star. It's a way of visualizing complex data sets, and it is enormously exciting for us.
It almost sounds like the sort of thing people aren't going to want to just see once and then not return. And then folks are going to maybe want to come back and see more.
It's absolutely breathtaking. And because we're, as you said, we're going to be the first university museum to have this. So in addition to the existing data sets that NASA and NOAA have made available to us, we're going to be in the extraordinary position, our faculty and especially our students across campus, and even a lot of the high school and middle school students that we work with in mid-Michigan, will be producing new content, new ways of visualizing data. They'll be able to relate changes in climate change to the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, or how different exploration patterns took place and so forth. So it's going to be amazing. We're going to have animated visualizations and new kinds of interactive games that'll probably be developed right here in the College of Communications in the Center for Games for Entertainment and Learning that nobody's ever seen. And it'll be interactive. It'll be game style, controlled with laser pointers. Our young people will be able to come in and perhaps point where they think the asteroid might land, and they'll be able to watch how waves get propagated, what species become extinct, and things like that.
You know, when you tell me that part of the project will include learning about other planets and moons in real time, it sounds almost like something that should have been at the Abrams Planetarium. Please don't misunderstand
right.
me. I'm not criticizing the museum for having it, but it sounds like a planetarium visit.
It is sort of like a planetarium. We work very closely with the planetarium team. Of course, we're joined at the hip. In a sense, imagine a planetarium is you're in a sphere, but you're looking from the inside going out towards the dome. This way you're visualizing the whole Earth as if it's swirling in front of you or rotating in front of you. But it's not only about a planetary phenomenon. We'll be able to, in 3 dimensions, use science in a sphere to image what's going on inside human brains, what's going on inside cancer cells, looking at the new technologies of immunotherapy, using the body's own defenses against cancer and so forth. What this lets us do, and this is really the most important thing, our students really need to develop expertise in data analytics. It's the biggest field right now. We have more data than we know what to do with that's being stored in massive servers around the world. And data scientists now explain to our students, we call this the data lake, because we sort of know what's on the surface, but we don't know what sea monsters are emerging inside the data lake. And this is a chance for our students to be involved from day one in charting and finding new dynamic patterns in data sets and then visualizing them, those patterns, so that the regular public can grasp what's really going on with climate change, what's really going on with everything from how Facebook friendships are changing the world, or how new forms of technology around mobility are transforming how we move people and ideas and objects around the world.
We're talking with Mark Auslander. He's director of the MSU Museum about Science on a Sphere, which is coming to the museum. You aim to open this new gallery in October of 2019, as I understand it. So what will the installation mean to museum visitors in the meantime? Is part of the museum shut down as a result?
Right. We'll be able to keep our current programming going till around May of 2019, and then we'll move into a certain amount of reconstruction that we need to do in the Heritage Gallery. We're still raising money. We have this enormously generous gift, a challenge gift from the credit union for $150,000. We need to get another $100,000 in, so we are looking to our generous supporters to help out with that. And we're working on some of the, creating a high-tech control room and things like that, but it won't have that much of a negative impact on we still have a lot of interesting things that are happening. We'll be having a lot of programs and exhibits around Africa, this being the Global Year of Africa. So there'll be a lot of exciting programming coming up. We're going to do Dino Dash, which is one of our favorite annual events, also supported by the credit union, the first Sunday in October. And that'll be a fundraiser, actually, for Science on a Sphere.
When people who've been in the museum picture the museum, where physically are you putting Science on a Sphere?
So if you come into the main floor, the first floor, it's and you, if you're coming in from the campus circle, the parking lot area, it's going to be off on the left. It's where we've had for the last year a wonderful exhibition on bird conservation. We're just about to open up an exhibition on the West African country of Benin. That's a beautiful show. Featuring photographs from the city of Abomey, and then we'll transition into Science on a Sphere. So what this will do, though, is it will be a kind of anchor for the entire museum. We're a museum of science and culture and art. So although we have this fantastic digital technology that's coming, it's linked into absolutely everything we're doing in terms of archaeology and paleontology, in terms of culture and folklore and so forth, because there'll be music and poetry and all sorts of interesting objects that will be tied in with Science on a Sphere. So it's going to enhance the experience in every way.
Speaking of music, in our last minute, I do have to ask you, the MSU Museum decided not to sponsor the Great Lakes Folk Festival this summer. At the time you and I talked about that, you said that it would return in 2019. Where does that stand?
So we're looking at that. There will be a kind of experimental festival in August over in Lansing. And that'll help guide us as we think about how to reach the different goals that we have. It's important to us to figure out ways to integrate our science and art and culture mission and to diversify the audience to make sure that the full population, the full diverse population of Lansing and the whole Mid-Michigan region is being served. So we're working towards that goal.
Mark Auslander is director of the MSU Museum. They're excited at the museum about Science on a Sphere, coming to the MSU Museum in 2019. Mark, thank you. Good to see you.
Thanks so much.
It's Morning Edition from 90.5 WKAR. Good morning. I'm Scott Pohl.